This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
This is Race Wars.
Race Wars.
I have the power.
Yeah. How's it feel?
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch.
Race Wars.
Oh, Race Wars in the building. We back, baby. These hearings been so good. Ooh, I've been beating off to all these congressional hearings. White daughter?
Yes.
You ain't been watching none of it.
Me too. No, I watch it constantly. I have so much time to do it.
That's how good a white life is. It don't matter to her, who, what happens.
Well, do you think that you watching is going to do anything?
I think it's going to let me know what the white man's been up to.
All right. Shit.
And apparently they've been up to a lot.
I guess I don't need to watch myself now,
it's
do
a
I?
Blueprint to learn how to be a criminal.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
You're learning how to recreate what they're doing.
Introduce yourself to the people, David.
I'm Dave Temple, comedian extraordinaire.
Yes, and Dave, you from where? Philly?
Philly, yeah.
A dirty Philly back in the house.
But I'm getting cleaner now, okay, man. Look, I'm listening to hearings. Come on, man. I wasn't doing this shit back in Philly.
That's right. You're growing up now. You got a right to do it. Billy, introduce yourself.
Hey, what's up? I'm Bill Petit.
What you sick with, some kind of Indian flu?
Yeah, that Indian flu.
That nigga got that Pakistani flu.
Yeah,
oh, I can't be coming down with that. Welcome back. But yeah, you've been watching the hearings, Dave?
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a reality show, man.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying like watching Trump just have his way.
But it seems like the house of cards is falling down around him now.
I don't think so, man. His base is so stupid. Like, what's crazy is they made such a big deal about some goddamn emails, and then now they're like, I don't see what's wrong with bribing foreign officials. I mean, really? I mean, but emails, goddammit.
Yeah, emails was a problem with Hillary Clinton, but now they backpedaling and all that stuff.
100%.
Even if they were to get him out of there, to see, because I didn't live for Nixon to see like a president quit and just get in a helicopter and fly away.
Okay, yeah.
So I'd love to see. Yeah. I'd love to see Trump's strategy.
Fucking one arm wave, nigga. One wave, wave.
Like, to just see your president just quit.
What the fuck? Go out on motherfucking helicopter walk.
Do we go back to work? What do we do? I'm taking lunch.
Yeah, we haven't had an impeachment, an actual impeachment. Well, actually, because Nixon quit.
Right.
And, Clinton got impeached, but he got thrown out of office.
But this is not an impeachment. This is an impeachment inquiry. See if they even want an impeachment.
It's they're going now.
They're wasting time on the way to decide if they're going to waste any more
time.
That's why it's so beautiful.
They're impeaching now.
Yeah, but part of it is also the DOJ is corrupt. So, like, before, like, it would be the DOJ would handle this, but he has basically fired so many people that he has built a
wall around himself.
So his cronies. Mm-hmm. So this is why this feels like an artificial step.
Yeah.
And it's, man. It just shows you how he's just telling everybody, nah, they wrote the Constitution wrong. I'm right.
Honestly, it just shows us that we all underestimated walls.
Yeah.
remember the walls weren't shit?
Right.
It was just stuff that was around. After you didn't even look at a wall anymore.
After that testimony today, buddy.
Why?
He's getting impeached.
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, he's going to get impeached. I don't know if he's going to get thrown out of office, but he's definitely getting impeached. It's going through Congress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, he pretty much confirmed that who was in the room. He confirmed that Pence was in the room.
Who?
Oh, then everybody was in on it.
What's
the Everybody was in on the bribery of Ukraine.
Who said
right.
Pence,
right.
Pompeo. Who else was in that fucking room, Matt? That nigga was naming so many people. I think some Knicks was in there. Did he? I think Patrick Ewing was in there.
The stop snitching campaign is over.
Everybody knew. The facts are everybody knew about the whole Ukraine, put pressure on Ukraine to get this investigation going.
Where the fuck is Ivanka?
He's definitely going to get impeached.
Yeah.
Through Congress. But then the Senate got to take it.
Can we ask the hard questions? How is Ivanka hiding them?
Which one's Ivanka? The wife or the wife?
The daughter. She's the daughter. She's the smoking hot daughter. Where's she?
I know.
I'll forget for 2 seconds about Ukraine.
She keeping her nose clean.
Yeah.
She's somewhere else.
She got a serious
girl
haircut.
She's in a panic room.
And we ain't been hearing about it. We ain't been hearing about that dumb husband of hers in a while too, have we?
No, that noodle man.
That fucking dirty noodle
with the weird voice.
What's his name? Oh, he got the worst
Mickey
voice.
Mouse noodle man. No,
he's been out of the spotlight.
Yeah. When people say the white man is the devil, they're specifically talking about
that dude
two
and
people.
His father. Yeah. But I think that Jared Kushner has not been around. Mm. Something's going down because niggas is distancing themselves from the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, because also I heard that something came up where he actually told somebody to do like something in the White House that like transgressed on like because they operate in a very
Jared?
Yeah. So he like basically like he said something and somebody got arrested for it, and he's supposed to have like no actual power. He's supposed to just be around.
Right.
So because of the anti-nepotism thing. So the fact that he did that and somebody acted in that way, I think he's in hot water. And yeah.
So that's why we haven't been seeing him in the last what month? I haven't seen Jared in at least
more
month.
Than a month.
No.
More than a month.
He might be smooth shit over with Russia though, like that. Because
why?
I mean, so his whole thing was they had to investigate. He had set up deals with Russia that he there's a whole bunch of smoke with him borrowing money and it not being on any record. He was caught lying to the FBI.
Yeah, that's why his clearance
got
got taken away because he found that he lied on his application.
Exactly.
Now that's a rider though, a lot of the FBI for you. You know what I mean? Take it that far. They did pretty good.
Can the Democrats even beat Trump without impeachment?
Andrew Yang 2020.
They can't beat
Trump.
There
you go with that Asian dude. You always want to give Asian your support.
Yo, they can't beat him without impeachment. They can't beat whether they impeach him or not. It's gonna be a bitch if they impeach him successfully, right? If they impeach, first of all, he's not gonna be impeached. He's not gonna get kicked out of office. If they go through with the impeachment process, right, and they don't succeed, he's gonna fail in the Senate or whatever.
They can get through to Congress
then,
though. If he gets impeached in Congress,
no, it's not gonna go through. It's gonna go through the House and fail in the Senate or one or the other. And then I'm too young. And
I'm too young.
You guys, I'm too young.
Okay.
So when that 100% happens, he's gonna go see. They couldn't get me. They were out to get me. They did this whole thing, spent millions of taxpayer dollars, and they couldn't get me.
And will he still win?
And if they don't, he's going to win. And then if they don't impeach him, if they're like, okay, well, you know, that was fucked up, it's not impeachable, he's going to say the same thing.
It depends on who's the candidate. If it is Bernie or if it was Andrew Yang, I don't think he wins. If it is...
You think Bernie for real?
I think Bernie will take enough Trump supporters, yeah. He has a lot of Trump supporter crossover.
You think Bernie will beat Trump?
Okay.
I think Bernie can beat Trump. Okay, that's a good. I like how you think. Now, do you think? Why do you think that?
Because he can take the states that Trump won. He can take Ohio because they got fucked over by Trump with all the new thing. Automation continues to steal away jobs. He can take Wisconsin. He takes in polling, 10% of people who said they voted for Trump would vote for Bernie, and that's really high. And Andrew Yang, it's 9%.
But what about the anti-Semitic motherfuckers who voted for Trump who will never,
yeah, but their vote doesn't count twice.
Ever vote for a fucking Bernie.
But those guys would never vote Democrat. So, but the people who are the moderates who are in the middle or people who are just flipped from Obama would consider Bernie, and they would definitely do so. I think if he's against a Pete Buttigieg, we're fucked. If he's against a Biden, we're super fucked. Because Biden looks just cognitively just not there.
What do you mean? Do you look like an old man? What are you talking about, Bill?
He does.
No, he looks incompetent. He can't finish a sentence, and it's sad.
Yeah.
If we had 2012 Biden, there would be no problem.
He's 80 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an old man
now. And his son died, dude. That weighs on you. That ages you at least 20 years, you know?
Yeah.
And his wife died. Didn't, like, multiple sons
die? Oh, he had a wife and daughters die.
That's right.
His family died in a car accident.
That's what you need. We need that kind of sadness.
Before he had his sons, his wife and his daughters died in a car accident. Then he got remarried to his wife, now had sons.
Oh, my God.
But he had a whole family that got wiped out.
He's on some Final Destination shit.
You're right, but there's like the right amount of sun dying that you need in a president, and then there's just diminishing returns.
Exactly.
Like after every other son, he just gets older and sadder.
They gave him. I didn't know that many family members died. So like he has a rest stop in Delaware, and I understand that means nothing to him.
Oh boy, yeah, he's looking older and older.
Yeah,
but you know what? Here come Bloomberg. Take them all the Jews out the woodworks. They can go ahead and take America over.
What I like about
the new Israel. Israel now.
What I like about Bloomberg, though, is that he splits Biden's vote. He splits Biden's vote in half, so Biden won't be the front runner. And he probably is going to take some people from Warren, which is going to leave more mobility for Andrew Yang, who's going to win and beat Trump.
Bloomberg bugs me. All right, fuck a Bloomberg. He fucking bugs me.
Yeah.
Stop and frisk ass nigga.
Yeah, and that's why he's not going
to win. You don't accept his apology?
Yeah. I'm sorry. We're sorry.
He said he was trying to stop murders.
Yeah. I ain't going to lie to you. As head of the household, sometimes as head of the household, you make bad decisions. decisions just trying to get through the year. You know what I mean?
Sometimes you stop caring.
How come bad decisions always land on our neck? How come it ain't never a bad decision? Like, sorry, Catholic nuns. We didn't see that coming.
That's so funny.
It's always niggas. Fuck him. Fuck his fucking questionable sexuality.
To his credit, he no longer cares about murders. And no one will be stopped and no one will be frisked.
Yeah.
First place he goes, a black church, and say like this, what happened was.
Did you ever get stopped and frisked?
No, I don't. Maybe before the stop and frisk. I think beforehand. I was getting stopped and frisked before stopping for all the kids got into
it. Right. Where they just slapped you.
Back when
with
I was
that
in high school and shit like that,
they grab you and wait for you to go, get the fuck off me, to give you that disorderly, right?
I remember one time I got stopped coming from Boy Scout fucking shit.
You had the handkerchief.
But I did have a BB gun on me, the black BB gun that looked like a real gun.
Oh,
but they
no.
didn't know that. Then I saw us, we was walking to the train, me and two of my boys.
What
three
a weird
of my boys.
Horny nerd you were.
I had a handgun. Well, not a real gun, but a BB gun and my Boy Scout handbook.
Can you
That's
have
what saved
a BB
me.
Gun?
Because
BB
we
gun
got there,
like,
and then apparently
blah,
the cops
blah,
are already on their way to the train station because the train worker told them that somebody was harassing them in the booth.
Okay.
But we just got there. It wasn't us.
Right.
So they came over to us and went through our bags and saw the shit and was like, how could I explain this to these two fucking dirty fucking Irish mix?
But then
I was like, yo, we just came from Boy Scout. They was like, really? They saw the book?
Uh-huh.
And they was like, when you stole a Boy Scout book? I was like, nigga. And then I just did the whole trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, the whole law for the nigga. He was like, okay. All right, get out of here.
Yeah, you had to prove it to him. So tie a noose for me.
Look at
and we were little boys. We were like 12.
Look at how white you had to be just
yes,
to get out of a 10-minute conversation
yeah,
with a cop
yes.
to prove
yeah.
that you did not harass someone.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, why do you have, can you even have a BB gun?
No.
All I heard on ICB is a blah, blah gun.
Yo, you can have a BB gun if you're like, yeah, you can have, it's not illegal. But if you're a black kid in New York City, it's damn near illegal.
You can go on.
I just had so many BB guns down south on a fucking farm.
100%.
Yeah, but
it's like nunchucks used to be legal.
Yeah,
so.
But it's still the same law as America's everywhere.
Right.
Not just
yeah.
down south.
Okay,
law,
but you can have guns other places. You can't have guns in New York.
But it's not a gun, it's a BB gun.
It's
so it's a toy.
Like a blah, blah, blah.
But
gun.
That's why in New York, they changes that you have to have like a red tip on the front so it won't look a real gun.
Gotcha. Well, that makes sense.
But when you get a fake gun, you want it to look like a real gun when you're out fucking. Shooting birds and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're shooting a quail.
You don't want to humiliate yourself in front of a quail.
You're fucking gun like a
These
rainbow.
Pigeons don't respect me. Respect my shit, bird.
Yeah. You hear your girl Hillary said never say never. Now, what about that?
Was she thinking about giving another go?
She said never say never.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, no, that's great.
Hillary.
Honestly, I think the more people in the race is better because it makes more of a route for Andrew Yang. The more instability, I'm telling you, the more you take.
Y'all got all your coins on this Asian kid.
Yeah, bro. I have donated a lot of coins.
I feel like a dirty
Andrew
little
Yang.
Slut every time I do it. So we know you gave us money before,
but that means
that you probably have some now.
Let me explain America to you sons of bitches. Even in the movie Karate Kid, the lead dude ain't Karate Kid. You understand that?
That's funny.
And their
guys, white guys duked it out in the final battle.
Exactly. Do you understand that? That's America.
They keep the series going on YouTube without that Asian nigga. He's been dead for years. Pull all of the white guys out. Come on, let's keep going.
Miyagi been gone, nigga. Mr. Miyagi been gone.
Listen, fair enough.
So even in their shit, they don't win.
Yeah, but
so you think he's gonna win in our shit?
He's trying to give everybody $1,000 a month, man.
$1,000 a month.
Even that, they like this.
I get it though.
Can he look like he's not getting air blown in his face every?
Can he not look like he's staring down the barrel of a BB gun?
Did Shane meet with him? Because wasn't he trying to pull Shane Gillis into meeting with him?
Yeah, he wanted to meet with Shane.
He tried to reach out to him.
Yeah.
I think Shane declined.
That's
really?
Good.
Shane didn't really want too much attention on it too soon after it first happened. But now, I was with Shane this weekend at the stand. And the stand, these sons of bitches, they snuck this like 60-year-old birthday party on us as one of the shows. So the upstairs show, between the big pack shows downstairs, it's a 60-year-old birthday party for some white dude.
Okay.
And Shane has to go on and he, this Saturday night. Uh-huh. He was like, and they hated, they was, it was a, just a hell gig. Okay. And he was like, you know where I could have been right now?
Oh my God.
It was the saddest shit I've ever heard in my life. I had a single tear go down my cheek.
Right
now.
I'm not supposed to be here with you people.
And even the crowd was like this, that's you? Ooh, you took a drop.
Jesus Christ. And he's in the small room at that? Jesus Christ.
At some dude's 60-year-old birthday.
High ceiling, bright ass. Oh,
with a balloon in the back that says 60.
Oh,
and they
booing
him. Not booing him, but they're just staring at him. And it's Saturday night where he should have been at 30 Rock, nigga.
But I love the fact that, you know, him going from just being a guy yapping on a podcast to him damn near getting sucked into the presidential election. Like, that's how random America is.
Oh, that's how random Twitter is. Also. Yeah. That's a Twitter thing.
Yeah. How did it blow up on Twitter? What happened?
Some envious journalist in L.A., the second it got announced, pulled up an old clip of him and posted, and he's like, good job, SNL, for picking up a racist.
Yeah.
And
when is that going to change?
I think that got a lot of pressure too, because they also, the same time Shane got on, they got brought on the first Asian American actor on there. I ain't seen any skits with him.
He's terrible, dude. There's so many funny, there's so many funnier like Asian comics in the city. I was like really mad that they picked this one dude who doesn't do comedy.
I don't think you're allowed to say that, man.
Does he not do comedy? What does he do?
I don't know, man. I've seen clips. I was just like, man, dude, this dude looks like he's at an open mic. Like,
you know what he does?
What clips of his stand up?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a stand up. Oh, Bill throwing, he's like, throwing shade at him. He'll love all Asians.
Like, nah, bro, I got Asian friends that are mad funny, and it just sucks to see them not get shined, you know, and they pick somebody from, like, that doesn't even do comedy.
When so
you
he's like what Bobby Lee was on Mad TV?
Bobby's just the best.
Bobby just had the, uh-oh, hot dog.
I love Bobby. That's my family. That nigga's hilarious.
He looking like a man. Like, was that was Bobby.
He looking like a man.
Oh, God.
So what's the Asian dude's name? You don't remember his name?
Bowen Yang.
Is one dude or two dudes? Sound like Bo and Luke Duke, nigga.
Bo and Yang.
How many Asians they hiring over there?
They're good. They're good.
It's actually two little Asians stacked up in a big Asian's coat.
And he's not, well, he's not a stand-up? He's not a...
What it looked like from online, it just... And his sketches aren't really that great. I think they got it because Andrew Yang was rising up in the polls, and they wanted to get, like...
Oh, does he play Yang on the thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Does he do a good Yang?
No.
He don't do a good Yang?
No.
Was it not Asian enough?
Just not.
He don't ching chong
yeah,
it?
Yeah, you might as well.
I would go a ching chong rap with it.
Hand it up.
Yeah. You that would have funnier.
Yeah, with the way we had Jay Farrell on there cooning it up. And just like, get an Asian man on there to go nuts. Yeah.
Thank you.
Go full Asian.
They let us go coony coon. But they were like, oh, we don't want to offend all the Asians. But these niggas jump around and do their stuff.
And Asians do not watch SNL.
No,
not even.
SNR.
SNR?
Nah, they're like out collecting cans and weird shit. You know, that's the sad part is that's not even a bad thing when they do that. You know, those motherfuckers are like rich, but they're just like, here's a way to keep money coming in.
Yeah. Asian people are all busy being 107 years old. They do not have time for SNL.
Yeah, they ain't got time for it. I thought at some point that Shane would be able to come back to SNL. Like, they would bring him back and say, I'll give him a chance. Yeah. Or I think they could have went a different round and just did sketches about it. Like, use that fucking right avenue of it. Mm-hmm. You got the Asian
your
dude
ratings,
there, so.
Your ratings would have been huge.
Make it funny. Address it. Yeah. Just address it.
Their see, ads must comedy have pulled out something. So hard. They must have, like, lost so much money all of a sudden.
But they got threatened by it.
Well, here's the thing. When are we going to address that behavior? Because it's like, all right, if you're someone who can immediately pull up footage of Shane on a very small podcast like that from years ago, you're a fucking fan.
Yeah.
You're a fan. You know what I mean? Like, so you knew who he was. You've been listening to him, and you had the shit ready to go. You know what I mean? Like, you like him? Here, boom. Like, I felt the same way, like, you know, with that. I always bring up this situation because it just hurt me so much. But Riley Cooper, when that motherfucker got in trouble with that Brad Paisley or Kenny Chesney concert years ago, Who recognizes a defensive end without his helmet or jersey?
Explain to the people what happened at the situation.
Okay, any of that
he's
mean?
He's a defensive end for the Eagles.
Eagles, right?
But he wasn't player, right? Just a white guy that he made the team, right?
Okay.
And he's at a country western concert. He's drunk. Yeah. He's fucking. He's loaded up, and black people are over the fence yelling crazy shit. And he was filmed saying, "What? I'll fight any nigger over there." You know what I mean? Yeah. So. For you to spot this guy without his helmet or his jersey,
he's a white guy.
Yeah, he's a white guy.
Oh yeah, he's a white guy.
Well, that was,
at
that
a country western concert,
he thought it was Ja Rule the way it slid out his mouth. I'll fight any nigga over there.
Right.
It's like, damn. He's
at a country concert with like 20,000 people. You spot him out of the crowd. You know this motherfucker, man. You're a fan. That's why you had your phone out. Nobody films. You know what I mean? Like so.
He got thrown out the league, didn't he?
No, he got fines for that. He still stayed on. But that video, like Barstool didn't pick it up because they didn't know who he was. TMZ didn't pick it up because they didn't know who he was.
You know what?
He sold it to Crossing Broad, a very small blog in South Philly.
Oh,
they bought
God.
It for like $140.
Right.
So that's how much you sold out your guy
for. Wow. Right.
You know what they call a football player without his helmet or jersey?
What, nigga?
A guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Defendant.
But that is true. That's fantastic. Those were the guys that kind of started the bottle service thing in the club.
Okay.
Because, when football players go to the club, don't nobody know who the fuck they are.
Right, they got helmets on all the time. Right. That's why players are more known by face.
Yeah, that's why when they come, they were the ones. That's why when you see a football player in the club, that motherfucker got on all his jewelry. So that you can be like, well, who the fuck?
Yeah.
Who the fuck is that?
And here comes sparklers on. Yeah. I want to duck behind some shit when I'm in a club. Yeah. Don't let niggas know I'm over here. I'm trying to get a blowjob, motherfucker. Them sparkling shit's out of here. Turn the lights down, nigga. This is a club.
Right.
I mean, you can't show up with your helmet on. And then you just look like.
Then you look stupid. halfway on.
Now it's really obvious what you're doing.
You're gonna show the pads and a tie.
I don't know. That's a cheaper option than bottle service, though. I tell you that. Fuck that. I'm coming in here with this helmet. You know what it
coming
is, bitches.
Yeah. What's the point of being having some loot if motherfuckers don't know you have loot?
Yeah.
If they say, "Hey,
said every black man who got a check.
We got a bottle service and we set you on fire so they know it's you. Like, give me that shit, nigga. Give me that.
Listen, you need all your jewelry and you need enough bottles so that people know that you're rich, but also your brain doesn't work.
Yeah.
My brain is mad damaged, bitches.
I've always said, like, the diamond watch or the diamond chain. It's just a signal that one Jew puts on you to let the other Jews know, hey, he's got money to waste.
Yeah.
Charge him $500 for a bottle of Henny. He'll go for it.
It's a homing device, nigga.
Why the fuck not? All right, moving on.
So does he's still playing football, though. He's still got to play.
I don't know now, yeah. But that behavior is crazy. You know what I mean?
It's like a lot of people, it's because it's the cancel culture. Everybody's trying to cancel everybody's shit.
Yeah, do you think that they care that much, though? Like,
but it'll just be this topic of the week. So if you can get enough heat on the one story for the week, you can ruin somebody's life.
Yeah, because I heard like the person that took down Shane has since been firing out articles trying to get another
one. Oh, so gross. Oh, my God.
Just in the studio. Turn it up. Okay, all right. I think we got another one.
Has
right?
he even heard of Race Wars? Shit. Like, where are they? They listen to Shane's secret podcast? It's a secret podcast. People aren't supposed to know about
it. Right.
This is a racial war. Right now, we're about to start the world's best Upper West Side interracial gangbang, and nobody cares.
Because we go straight at the racism. If anybody try to run from it, that's who they chase.
Yeah.
As soon as you show fears, like if you're supposed to stand down the bear and look him in the face, nigga, so he'll run away.
Yeah.
As soon as you run, they go like this, got him!
Yeah.
They'll chase you down. We no apologies. Nigga spook, nip, niggas, spooks and niggas, baby monkey pussy, nigga. Come
that's
after
right.
me. Fuck
I'll
y'all.
Fight any-
fuck your mother,
no,
nigga.
I'm done.
Monkey pussy.
I can't.
Like, have the monkey pussy people coming after me.
Lewis wrote on Twitter right after that was like, writing a racist jokes is lazy. Like the blacks, and like that shit went off like on Twitter, and no one gave a fuck.
Yeah.
Because if it's just on
Lewis brand. Wrote that.
What?
Who wrote it?
Lewis Gomez.
Oh yeah.
The expected Lewis. Why?
I'd love to believe that Lewis has an app that is tweeting for him, because for him to be up fighting on Twitter at 7 a.m., it's like, who is engaging
with
you?
Who is he fighting on Twitter?
Everybody.
I know he had some beef with some girl or something somebody told me about on Twitter.
Oh, the Nicole
Arbor
thing.
He's had beef with every single girl. That's his thing, Twitter beef? That's 2019's girl. Yeah, well, remember when he had a thing about like Corinne Fisher's arms or whatever, and then he had a beef with like other people? Yes, he's
what
always
about
beef.
Her arms?
Here's the thing. I don't want to go into it. You know, it's like there's a sisterhood
he had
or whatever.
Beef with her arms?
they beefed with each other, and like she called him a bad dad, and he said that she had fat arms or something. I mean, to be fair, they were just
on Twitter. They did this
stating facts at one another
on Twitter.
I don't on like in public.
Okay, because that's a
what's
different thing.
What's wrong with doing it on and Twitter?
Because yeah, that's some faggot shit. If you got some beef with somebody, nigga, step to him.
Are you calling your president a faggot?
Faggot-ass nigga. And not in a good way of being a faggot where he suck a dick. Nigga, make a nigga feel good. In a bad way where he ain't sucking dick. Talking about in a bad way. He ain't playing with no balls or nothing. Waste a nigga's time.
I mean, yeah, I think, though, like, we were talking about that before, about, like, people who... I think when you don't have a connection to a hood, because a hood will kind of regulate your behavior.
Okay.
Even though you're grown...
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Like, you still conduct yourself like a Bed-Stuy.
Right, we got... Yes, yes.
Because that's the code
it's
that you follow.
It's rules to this game.
Right, right. Yeah. And
I think, and now like, in the Twitter world, it's just sloppy-ass sloppiness.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's motherfuckers like pussy-ass niggas... doing pussy ass shit,
yeah,
and not getting dragged through the sidewalks.
Yeah, yeah. There's no
rules. Responsibility or consequence.
That's why it's so funny to watch, like, you know, when people in the hood talk shit on social media and they show up like in your building.
You know what's
nice? Come outside, bitch.
You know what's the best part the best part about white Twitter is that it stays at home. White people don't knock on anybody's door off Twitter.
I don't know. It's starting to change a little bit. I'm loving little white girls with ghetto black bitch energy, because you see it a lot now.
Where? I see them getting dragged too. I see the videos again. I'm getting dragged.
Yeah, like Cardi B and Lizzo and them. They just kind of
spilling over into that more. I give you that.
Yeah. But you see Lizzo, she went off on a postmate.
Of course.
Bitch, you know.
And she and she put her name and stuff on, and the postmate just couldn't find her. Like, the Postmate did her job, and Postmates corporate is like, if you can't find Lizzo, then you gotta like move on. That's what she did.
Yeah.
Lizzo put her on blast, and then she started getting death threats and harassments.
Lizzo
and
was getting it?
No, the girl, the mate. Yeah, the Postmate.
Uh-huh.
And she's suing Lizzo now for I don't know.
Defamation?
Yeah, I don't know, for like the death threats and stuff. Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I mean, I know what you mean, but if somebody did that to you, somebody like super famous put you on blast, people are coming after you and threatening your life, and I don't know if you have kids.
Oh, no, that's
like,
what I'm saying. Yeah,
like, would you sue? Like, let me stack it up real quick.
Well, not at least not right away. You gotta wait 15 years and wait for more people to come.
15 years?
That's the way you gotta do it.
Class
you gotta
action.
Stockpile. You know, right. Now.
What happened with what's her name? Just got the death threats for doing the rapper joke on the Comedy Central Comedy Cellar show.
Gina Hashim.
Yeah. I mean, they was threatening her, putting her address on fucking Twitter.
Yeah, my daughter was one of them. My daughter, no, but my daughter's an XXX fan, so. And I was like, we were kind of a little divided on that in the house.
She was angry? What'd she
say? Wasn't angry. She's very aware that, like,
What did she say about the comment, though? She heard the comment and was like, what the fuck is this bitch?
Yeah, she didn't give a fuck. She just knew, because she's more one of the sane fans, but she's aware of that fan base of, like, it gets a little crazy every now and again. Like, his fans are nuts, you know what I mean? Like, I'm a fan, but I'm not extreme like that.
Yeah, where was all these fucking... fans when this motherfucker's getting shot. Yeah. That's what he could have used you, motherfucker.
They were watching. Yeah, you know, nowadays you ain't shit if your shooting ain't live streamed. You know? You got to be sitting there in your car just looking at yourself.
I remember the video of him sitting dead in that car.
Yep.
Where's all the fans then?
Yeah. Probably being 13. Not
getting
driving.
Doing chores. My mom, you gotta get
taking
up phone
naps.
Clean bathroom.
But what happens when a motherfucker threatens you? I mean, we all in a.
Well, see, you know what's so funny about that? And I think, again, this is a ghetto mentality. I'm so accustomed to motherfuckers selling wolf tickets.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I don't believe shit. You know how many motherfuckers left the basketball court? I'm going to shoot this whole motherfucker up.
Yep.
Oh, all right. We'll be right here.
We're running the fall, nigga.
Right. And, you know, they look at us dumb when the motherfucker do come in. Blah-dow. Like, why was y'all still here? Like,
no, you understand.
This happens every day. Usually niggas don't come back.
That's so funny.
So So, like, when I see and hear threats, I'm laughing because I'm you're dumb enough to say that publicly.
Yes.
Like, you know what I mean? You're dumb enough to go on camera and threat. When I see young rappers pointing guns at the fucking phone, and I'm like, Jesus Christ.
And then, do how the Jews do, whisper it to your pillow at home, and take your revenge out at the bank.
Revenge at the bank, bitch.
Yeah, like I got threatened when we did the, because we all stood up for Dina Hashem, and I do a Monday night show, shameless plug, Unpopular Opinions over at Bar Nine. But I remember one of the fans that we were going back and forth, and he just took my flyer. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to shoot this bitch up, right? And I'm like, yeah, cool, just retweet it, make sure people know, you know what I mean? Like, and that's the thing, I still showed up to the show. Like, I'm not worried about some, you know.
Oh, and God, I'm going to shoot this shit up.
I would have been afraid.
You've never been threatened before?
Not with shooting.
Really?
No, not ever. No. I've been threatened with punching, and it.
Don't be shocked. That
really,
white does not rub off.
Really
shocked.
Have you ever seen Sherrod get threatened?
No, Sherrod threatens. No, have I? Not in front of Karen.
Not in front of me. No.
That's true.
You've always kept it together in front of me. And I have never seen anyone really mad at you. And here's the thing. People love me.
Right.
I'm beloved. I don't get threatened.
She'll be shy soon enough.
I know. I'm like begging for a shooting. One time
she's the kind of white that dies from her husband's hands.
That makes me sound so rich.
Yeah, right.
One time I was hostessing at the Cellar. And this girl came in and she was so mad. She was so mad
black
at
girl,
everybody.
White girl.
She was a black girl.
Okay, here we
she was
go.
A black brown girl. She was a black brown girl. Like, she must have been mixed. She was like a black brown girl mix. You can tell.
One drop makes you whole. Come on.
Yeah, she was black.
That's true.
She was 100% black. So she comes in. She's aggressive. And it's like, this was the weekend or whatever.
It's nighttime?
Yeah, it's nighttime. There's like, it's like, honestly, what's the wait going to be upstairs? Like 10 minutes for a table. I'm like, all right, chill, have a drink. You know, I got you. Uh-huh. And she was like, no, I need to be seated now. I was like, well, I don't know what to tell you, really. Like, I just work here. I'm wearing heels. Like, very little we can do.
Right.
So she starts walking around flipping tables. She's flipping tables. You know they take security mad serious over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's flipping tables. Everybody flips
tree.
A shit. Yes. Everybody starts freaking out, right? It's weird. And it is weird. Even like, you know, when you're around like even a little bit, like I didn't grow up around violence. So if something even a little bit violent happens or someone's yelling, I'm like shocked.
Yeah.
I can't.
She's
it's
taken
cool on TV, but I'm just like, I'm aghast. Like, I can't believe people yell. I can't believe people flip things. I'm like, we're human. We're adults. So she's flipping out. And security comes over, and I'm like out of the fucking way. I know I ain't gonna do shit.
Right.
And I already told her no, so my job here is done.
That's
I've earned my $8.50 an hour or whatever before tax. So I'm like, we're good. Security, and they've got like big, strong black men coming up the stairs. Like I'm not needed.
Yeah.
So they're like, you need to leave. And on her way out, she loops over to where I'm standing. I swear to God, I was like. Shitting my pants. She loops back over around to me and she was like, I'm gonna wait until you get off work and I'm gonna fucking punch you. And I was like, what did you say? And I told people and I was like, she said she's going to punch me.
Yeah.
She said she will wait for me and she will punch me. And I feel as though I might get punched.
We'll have to walk you to a car after you.
So.
They helicopter her out of
there. It was like Steve Fabricant or one of the comics or something. Somebody was like, we'll walk with you.
It definitely wasn't Fabricant because he ain't protecting you from the black girl. They'll whip his ass too.
Somebody was like, do you need protection? Like, somebody asked me if I need protection.
Steve. Getting his hat knocked on the crown.
He would have pushed his wig
white
back.
Chain smokes.
Even his stupid clipboard.
Beat him with his clipboard.
Whoever asked me if I needed protection was just like, had already turned around waiting for me to say no. And I was like, actually, thank you for asking.
Can I hide in your pocket?
Sad part, see, Karen, you had the experience there. That girl liked you. She liked you.
Stop it right now.
I got a baby from that, all right? I remember the night my daughter was conceived. Before that woman waited outside. I'm going to fuck you up. All right.
She's going to fuck me up.
And it was true love.
Yeah.
So you missed out.
She was so mean. I tried not to physically flinch when she said it. I was like, I am not afraid.
Yeah. Karen ain't fight. You had a fight in your life, like physical fight, other than your sister.
No,
like, I know y'all
not other than my sister. No, and that's like a very. That's like.
I know you used to have beef with people like out in the street and at school and be like this. I can't wait to get home and beat Sharon's. That's how siblings do. They take it out on you.
Yeah.
It's like you ain't gonna do that to Kevin.
Yeah. That's why I made my kids fight, even though they were 6 years apart. Like, get used to it. Figure it out. You got to beat on the little guy sometimes. Fuck it. She's talking shit.
You never had a fight, like, outside of that?
No. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Did you want to?
I'm a Jew. No. What the? What?
Like, did somebody ever piss you off and you wanted to beat them? Other than you do it to your sister, nigga.
They pissed me off enough that I wanted to, like, grow up and succeed. But nice. Like, oh my God. No, I never wanted to. I would have maybe wanted to punch someone if they couldn't see it was me and then never knew who it was ever again.
That's the white punch.
Right.
I would have white punched, but no.
So you, like, only make a fist, what, to hold cotton candy?
Hold a fist.
To hold a mirror.
Clutch a chapstick tightly in my hand, lest my lips crack.
You didn't even realize you could ball these up and pummel people, did you? Like, oh, I've never seen that.
I literally am seeing this right now.
Have you ever got mad at a dude and hit him? Like, yeah.
No, I've never hit anybody.
Yeah,
I don't hit people. Well, here's the thing. Also, I've dated like large, like big imposing people, and I feel as though you don't hit them. And also, I'm telling you, violence is very jarring. Like, I got mad enough one time to knock over a pile of books where the books like flew and like almost hit the TV.
Where was this?
And it terrified me. This is like
in your house?
Yeah, this is like an old apartment.
Yeah.
And it was the second I did it, we were in a vicious fight.
You was in a fight. You and a boyfriend or something?
Yeah. And I knocked over the pile of books like that, and they flew all over the place, and I was shocked at myself. And then they almost hit the TV like this close, like the TV wiggled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight's over. Like, I am so sorry. I almost hurt the TV.
That's so funny, because that's like how, remember like when The Real World first came out?
Yeah.
Those were the kind of fights that you would see on reality TV.
Yeah.
Once they put them black bitches on in like Atlanta,
change the game. I remember that one real world when the dude ran up to the car to smack the girl in the face.
Yeah,
remember that dude, the black dude. We all knew he was gay too.
Yeah.
That's before they used to fucking get it in. Now you got Phaedra's and fucking other bitches cutting faces. But that's also started with whites too, because Teresa Giudice was the first one on The Real Housewives of Jersey to start flipping shit. And that made Atlanta and all that shit ahead.
It was first
the whites doing it. But I knew
Italian is not white.
I knew then when that show started, when her and her husband was yelling and he was counting money on TV, they go to jail.
Oh my God.
Mm. All the money they count on TV, you go to jail for counting money on TV, nigga.
Those Oprah, were the ones.
You never seen money in Oprah's hand ever.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
Bill Gates, you never saw holding money.
No money.
Right.
And when you rich, you don't hold money on TV, nigga.
Yeah.
Right.
And you don't pretend to eat it on Instagram or wear it like dog ears.
Give it away.
Or talk to it like it's a phone. Nah, you know?
None of that. You know, you never said Oprah fake talking to a stack of nigga, you going to jail. The IRS is like some of this. We taking that.
Oprah with her arm out with 100s all the way down.
Yes. Remember when Teresa, they was out there counting money like they in a movie, like Goodfellas movie.
Yeah.
And then a husband, jail, that nigga deported. She went to jail for 2 years. It's like, you can't do that on television.
Right. I remember being in
Are you crazy?
I remember staying in the Revel when that place was open. And
they were there. Yeah.
And they were like just in the pool ordering burgers. Like they wouldn't get out of the pool to eat their food. They were garbage people. And I loved every bit of it. You know what I mean? Like it was just like, yo, look at these motherfuckers here. Because we're in a fucking resort, like a 5-star resort.
They're trash.
And they're eating burgers in the pool. Like, Jesus Christ.
I think it was funny how skinny Joe Giudice got after he got out of prison. You saw that nigga get out of prison?
No. Because
he was juicing up before.
Yeah.
And now he got out. Nobody's addressing that. It's like, he's skinny as shit.
Yeah. They was
that
on.
That nigga went down to nothing.
Mm-hmm. He's probably taking all his commissary in there. You know what
no,
I mean?
I know he was shooting up when he was out. He was just juicing.
Oh, okay.
The brother was juicing. Right. You can tell those Guidos over there juicing.
Mm-hmm.
Locked up. That nigga came out. Skin, he at least lost 180 pounds of muscle.
Mm. I'm looking it up.
I remember her and her husband, her brother got into that fucking fighting match on TV,
mm-hmm.
and the husband grabbed, the brother ran from 80 yards away to run into the husband. The husband ate that shit and threw that nigga on the ground.
Wow.
Now he couldn't do that with his daughters.
Wow. It's like watching two bears clash, huh?
But now the motherfucker lost. It's crazy how skinny he looks now.
Oh my God.
Here's the picture.
He lost like he lost a lot of weight. Holy shit.
Well, I mean, he's also pretty stressed out in there, right?
You know? I mean, it's stressed out, but it's not a different loss.
He doesn't look weak. He looks thin.
He looks sucked in, like he got emaciated.
Yeah. He looks like
when you don't have those fucking shits going in you. Mm-hmm.
So he looks like someone punctured him like a water balloon.
Yes, he just fucking fizzled out to nothingness. Aww. Like all the ragu spilled out of his Italian ass.
He was such a thick sausage man before.
And now he's
he's a lean sausage.
And they probably get divorced.
They're not fucking anymore.
Would you ever put your relationship on television?
Nope. No, not ever.
Wait, we're talking money now.
Me and my lady.
These girls making $380 a year.
Not enough money.
$380.
What?
$380,000.
$380 be to end up alone.
But they're tearing up the house and
buy a new house. I think she's even making more than that now. That's why like a couple.
Like I don't know about the relationship. You know what? Maybe the relationship, but not my kids, man.
Right,
not my kids. I know if you see me do a reality show with my lady, we're done. We're done.
Yeah.
Like you know what I mean? Like I don't give a fuck, and I'm like, yo, let's just get this check. You know what I mean?
If you expose all your business,
right?
Bill would do it. Look at Bill.
I was thinking because like what Kylie Jenner just sold something for like $600 million.
Yeah, no, she sold 51% of her.
51%. Yeah, I would do it if I was like. Could get Kardashian level, you know what I'm saying?
But you don't know that until you do it. So you gotta sacrifice so much before you get there. Right. Do it.
But yeah, love's not rare.
You seem like you were going to a dating show for me.
100%. I actually applied. I got to the final round. I was on the final round for the
What gave it away? The earrings and piercings? Look like one of those stay together motherfuckers. Yeah. I had a change of heart. Like, Jesus Christ.
Well, you was in the running for what? One of my boys did The Bachelorette.
Yeah. Oh, really?
This one of my boy season? Drew. No, he did it like maybe eight seasons ago.
Eight seasons. So I was.
And I talked him into it. I was like, nigga, you definitely need to go. He looked like a fucking, like a soap opera dude, white dude. I'm like, they will pick you right away. And he did.
That's I got interviewed and they were talking about taking me out to LA. Then the girl from Texas won. And then they stopped talking. They're like, we put you in for next season.
Why they say why? Because
I think because she doesn't like minority dudes. And so they try to limit. And I think they already had their black dude quota. So.
They already knew they was going to vote off the one. You know when you see the black dudes on there when they don't belong there? It's like, first week. Whenever they drag the nigga along, it's like, bitch, what does that nigga go home? You ain't giving a nigga no one-on-one time.
Don't front, though. We felt the same way with them white girls on Flavor of Love. Like, Flavor ain't picking that white bitch.
Oh, yeah. He can't. What's her face? What's the one bitch who stayed around? God damn, that was a good show.
Not Hoops.
Hoops won.
That show was fucking genius, though.
Hoops beat New York.
Yeah.
New York had 9 spin-off shows. Yeah.
And she's still a meme.
That bitch really turned it into something.
Yeah.
Who was the other chick, the white chick?
I can't remember.
Fuck. Do you remember the girl who took the shit on the stairs?
Yeah.
That was a good show. Man.
That show was great.
That's a dating show.
That right.
Good show.
That's when writing was still taking place on reality TV, okay? Yeah. There was still writers.
I remember just seeing them make out with Flavor Flav. I used to have to turn away from the TV. I had to turn the sound down because you heard. swap. It's like, are they playing in mud? Why does it sound like that?
Yeah. And I love the fact that he would always find a way to shoehorn boys. So it was like, I know he's getting paid for that shit.
And then the Rock of Love came after that. To give the white version of that shit.
Who was Rock of Love?
That was
Brett Michaels.
Michaels, wow, that one missed me. Jesus,
you ain't seen that one?
I'm so black.
Oh, that was a good one too, man. Oh,
do you remember Frenchie, who's still alive?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Frenchie
does straight up porn.
Now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people are just going straight to porn and then trying to act like, no, this is what I want to do.
That's the money, though. Yeah, that's the...
Is it?
But just like people jump in porn, we feel the same way about that. Porn stars hate them. People who just have a little limelight on and be like, I'm doing porn now. Just like people go like this. I'm doing stand-up now.
Well,
it's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Let me ask you. Do you think it is that like...
sucking his dick life.
Do you think like the women that are like celebrities, they're actually struggling to have sex also?
What do you mean?
You know how like a guy celebrity, like someone like Drake,
right.
He's been in the studio since he was like 16.
Right.
So his game is like, he's still a 15-year-old, 16-year-old boy as far as how to talk to women.
Okay, yeah, he's saying he might have arrested development.
Right, so he's terrible at dealing with girls because he doesn't know how to maneuver, you know.
Okay.
So it's kind of like the same thing where, like, if you were on Nickelodeon or Disney Channel all your life, and now you're like, I just want to go do porn. You know what I mean? You're like, please, someone fuck me. You know what I mean? Because you can't, you're not getting any dick.
Oh.
Because you're always on Nickelodeon, always on Disney Channel. You don't get it. Like, you see famous women when they date. They're doing weird shit. It's like Britney Spears right. fucking Kevin Federline.
Well, that's why they get married. They get married right away, right? Like how Ariana and Pete got engaged so fast. I don't think it's because of Pete. I think that's her. That's like a safe dick for her.
Well, I think her and Pete were also kind of like on the same wavelength
as well as that was. Yeah, you know
what I mean? It's not like Pete is doing rocket science. They was playing. You know, like, I love Pete, but you know Pete is a simple guy. Yeah. He's funny. Yeah. And that worked for her. Like, oh God, this guy's just like me.
Right.
Dave, you are savage today.
What am I saying? You know.
You like, are straight
we
savage.
Think because they have big accounts, big bank accounts, that they're sophisticated.
Yeah. No,
they have not changed a bit. You know what I mean?
I agree. Mm-hmm. They're still blowing their nose in their sleeve, nigga. Fucking animals.
Which is great. That's great, but.
I think a reason why a lot of famous women do porn is because they get used to the lifestyle and then all the gigs dry up.
Yeah.
And then they're like, how do I afford this shit?
Yeah.
And then the porn thing is like, yo, we'll pay you like $500,000. And you're like, fuck, well, I got to afford this house. I can't afford to tell people I'm broke. You know?
A lot of people don't want to lose face.
Yeah.
They want to keep their properties, keep their trucks, keep their farm, nigga, whatever you got.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And that flash of money. People think sometimes that a flash of money is the rest of your life.
Exactly.
And it ain't.
Nope.
So when you come to that realization, you got to fucking say, how else can I make money and not really work at it?
Well, it's funny that like women and male porn stars, like women porn stars get the most amount of money when they start and then it only declines. Yeah. Male porn stars, it actually ascends. Because then you like, because then they become good. Like it's a skill set, and so like it's like a weird commodity. Because like Manuel,
women get paid the most in porn now.
What?
Women get paid the most.
Yeah,
in porn.
But like the select,
they own porn.
But the select men who do make money from porn, they make it at the end of their career, not at the beginning. Whereas a lot of women who make the money, they make it like right at their first couple scenes or whatever.
Plus, we like fresh fish.
Right? Exactly. Well, if you see,
we don't care if you got better at it after 25 years of fucking this. Yeah. I'd rather take a sloppy blowjob than a well-orchestrated 43-year-old doing blowjobs.
That's
for
weird
years,
too. Like, so. I'd rather see a no name in a gangbang than a star. You know what I mean? Like when you see the star getting gangbang, you're kind of like, oh,
yeah. Like
it just
seems
too
rehearsed.
To me, like if you watch enough porn, you get desensitized to all the overproduction. You just want to see a fuck.
Yep.
But then when you see some of the amateur shit, you be like, this is not good.
Nah.
When they go turn the camera all the way up, like can you flip it off the? And what's that smell? Why am I smelling something? You know it's bad amateur porn when you can smell it in your room.
Because their room looks so dirty. Yeah. Clean up, for the love of God.
Banana pills and shit back then.
Right. This isn't even lit well, and I can see all the trash in the background.
Just hoarders? What
and
am
that's
I watching?
The thing that fucks me up. You know what I mean? Like, you go like, Jesus Christ, he got her to fuck him on camera in this awful bedroom? Like, women really don't give a fuck.
Women are so sweet. No, women are the sweetest creatures. We just love you and love you. We'll fuck you in trash. We love your trash. We love you. We love your dumb dick. We love your trash house and dick.
Oh, my God. Dude, me and Derek, my homie Derek Gaines, were just, he just ruined this girl for me that you ever have sex with somebody and they're kind of like a fantasy because you only had like one or two sessions with them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They didn't do anything wrong. You guys just kind of lost contact.
Right,
so
right.
They're still this great person. You didn't get to see all their, you didn't get to see all their flaws, right?
Yes.
So I was reminiscing on this girl that I had this fling with and I was showing them the pictures and this bad bitch, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And then we happened to notice like, she travels a lot. And Derek has figured this thing out about like girls with bum uteruses.
Okay.
They tend to travel a lot.
What do you mean a bum uterus? Like she can't get no
Wi-Fi? She can't
have
kids. She can't have kids.
Okay.
So those women usually, they just travel the world and fuck a lot of random dudes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
They eat, pray, love that dick all around the world.
And because what I was thrown off of, she was a smart girl, a sweet girl.
Right.
She took the condom off round two. Not second session, like, you know, round two. You know what I mean? Round two, she's like, go ahead. And I'm like, why would you let me do this? And then realizing like, she must have knew then she couldn't get pregnant.
But do you think she's on birth control or you think she just can't have kids?
But the fact that
birth control girls will let you take it off too.
Yeah. Well, the fact that she's in her 30s yes so quick, nigga. And still doesn't have kids. Travels a lot and takes a lot of pictures with her nieces and nephews. As, you know, like,
she might have a dead uterus. Yeah, her fallopian tubes all in a knot back there. We can't loosen them up. Them fallopians.
Right.
They knotted up now.
Dude, I mean, this girl has lived in South Africa, Jamaica, Gambia, like all of these different
places.
And
she got semen collected from all those countries. Yeah, she collected some good old Congo semen.
And it just ruined it. All the time, I thought she was just out being sophisticated.
Right.
No, she's just sitting on random dick just trying to cover up her sadness. You know what
I
mean?
Oh. Man.
Oh. Nah. Beautiful girl, though. Beautiful girl.
Gorgeous girl?
Yeah,
gorgeous. Passport got a lot of stamps on it, though.
Yeah.
I mean, you gotta fill that hole up somehow.
Yeah,
hole,
man. Yeah, you find a lot of that down at the Fat Black, right?
What?
Like a lot of girls that are just here on holiday.
Oh yeah.
And they're willing to fuck anybody, and you're just like, oh wow.
I remember this badass fucking German chick I met. This was had to be 18 years ago when I was doing comedy, nigga. And I met her downtown at the Cellar. There was only one room back then. And she had she was staying in some fucking room in Midtown, like by like Port Authority. And I went over there and we fucked for like 2-3 days. Like I lost track. Condoms ran out first day. So I say, I'm Woody Woodpecker that pussy. But yeah, 3 days, 2-3 days. German bitch, never saw it again. Never saw it again. Never. Mm-hmm. I knew I wasn't gonna see it no more.
Yeah.
But boy, did we go at it.
Yeah.
It was like a fucking knife fight. It's nice to get some nice random foreign pussy.
Yeah.
When you ain't got no responsibility, you know the government gonna come take them out if they 100%. Stay too long.
No. And more people should be doing that. I think that's a healthy thing. Don't stay with somebody for it to get sour.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Fucking be done after a couple days. You know what I mean? And just you got this figment of this man. I wonder what that person's doing. Oh, they're off making somebody else's life miserable.
Yeah.
You find out. How can you treat her like that? You don't know her. You right. Yeah. You right. I don't know that.
But that's what vacation is all about sometimes. We just happen to live in a vacation city where motherfuckers come to vacay.
Yeah.
So you can give vacation some pussy. If you living in Toledo, nigga, chances are it's going to be less of that.
Like all the dudes who bitch about not getting laid is just like be out at the time when girls want to go to bed. Like the problem is if you leave at like 9 p.m., you're never going to get laid, bro.
Right.
Like if you're there at 2 a.m., you're definitely going to get laid.
Yeah. You got to be around fuck time.
Yeah.
The witching hour.
I'm listening.
It's the other way when you parachute into those small towns in like Toledo or like fucking Iowa or some weird shit like that, especially as the only black guy, you'll get a motherfucker walk right up to you with their husband. Would you like to come back to our house? And it's like, he doesn't mind. Like, Jesus Christ, you know? They don't give a fuck, man.
Wow, they're bored. See,
that's why I hate when I'm just half black, because like, I don't ever get those propositions.
You
like,
don't?
Nah, I don't.
Are you traveling the world?
Or? No, I get travel the world, but I'm just talking about like where like somebody's invited me to fuck their wife in front of them.
Oh, poor thing. You haven't had that yet? Poor fella.
Well, I'll put it to you like this. You ain't missing out on nothing. It ain't never a looker. It ain't no hot woman that come up. It's some beat the shit raisin that's drunk off her ass, wine teeth and everything, and just, you were so funny, right? You know, the women that they grope you while taking a picture. You know, they grab your dick and everything. Like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
And you take it on the chin. Just buy my CD, please.
Now you know what it's like to be a woman.
But if nobody around, I give a little taste. So
yeah.
Little wine mouth bitch.
Your bitch have a wine.
While your husband stares up my ass crack, nigga, I'll pound you out. I'll show you the grill after we finish.
He wants to show you shit. Tell you other famous comedians he's met.
You know Louis Anderson? No, not personally.
Not personally, no.
Fucking worse. Fucking dumb city.
Middle America. I that's why I love it too, because those are the supporters. Those are the Trump supporters that are beating you guys.
Yeah. That's America.
Those are the people that
that's
are beating
Americans.
That's horny, wine-stained America.
Right, yeah. Yes.
Oh, God. Man. I like getting laid in a small town, so it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun, nigga.
Especially in, like, weird places, like in Canada, where, like, you know, like, they, it's cold. They rely on, like, oil heat and shit like that. Like, you're just like, this is how you live? Like, oh, my God. little cottages with wallpaper and shit like that.
I'm in Miami. Was always out on the road, and I smashed some Uber driver that we had. And then she came back. She picked us up from the airport. Then I got a number. She said she's going to come to the show. Didn't make the show. The last day, she came to the hotel room, smashed out, and then she drove me and Yami to the airport.
No charge.
And Yami like, what you do to this girl? Her hair coming here a mess. Her hair's a mess. Y'all just fucked. And you got her behind the wheel. Driving me to the airport, nigga. I'll beat it up real nice.
Yeah, right? Because that's one of those. That's another thing, too, ladies. Man. Y'all have to understand. Oh. If y'all want it to be beat up, we have to not give a fuck about you.
Yeah,
like, I have to be trying to, like, if I can't feel through this condom, I am going to, like, that's the way you're going to get that fucking. I have to not care about you and wear a condom.
That's the only way you can give it to him the way you need to give it to him?
Yeah, like, raw, I can't, I can't beat it up raw.
But you just come too fast.
Yeah, yeah, once I get feels on it, it's a wrap. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. Big girls too. I can't really beat up big girls like a regular size woman.
Why?
Coochie too hot. It's an extra.
It's hot in there.
It's hotter than the regular. You know what I mean? Like, oh, that's 110. That's not 98 like it's supposed to be.
Extra warm pussy. Get them every time. Like putting your dick in Ovaltine.
What the fuck is Ovaltine?
It's like hot chocolate.
I understand, but I don't understand why you placed it there.
It's chocolate and hot.
Oh shit! This shit is going off the fucking rails.
When did you wait? So who did you lose your virginity to? Was it a?
Oh, I lost my virginity to a dirty bitch.
Was she older? Older girl?
Yeah, she
Philadelphia?
Was older. Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be good. Like,
we was just talking about this. I was on Derek and Monroe's podcast, and I found the girls with the dirty collars.
Oh yeah.
I knew their parents were always working. Like, you know, no one's
collar
home.
On a shirt. You,
like on the jackets. The girls that wear like the flight jacket all the time with the dirt, and you could tell like no one's helping them wash this coat. Oh, there's no supervision at home. You know what I mean? No one's home doing laundry with you. Come on, let's get to your crib, baby.
Like, that's what you're looking for, the ring around the collar, bitch.
Nigga, Sherrod, listen.
That might be the title. Ring around a collar, bitches.
I had to find my niche, right, to like get comfortable.
Right, right.
I don't think I've had sex with a respectable girl until I was about 16, 17 years
okay,
old.
Okay, I understand that.
Right, so it was like,
because sluts are the one who usually introduce you to fucking.
Right.
Wait,
right.
Who's how actually old fucking. Were you when you started fucking, though?
I was 14 when I started fucking. I was a whole dad at 19, so he got it all out the way. I don't think I'm still supposed to be alive, to be honest with you. I don't think I'm supposed to die a few years ago. But
wow.
Yeah, so like I found like I used to we
how
to,
much older was she than to you?
I don't know because this girl was like she was weird. Like
right.
She went to our school all the time. I knew her, but she was like a bigger girl, like titties since sixth grade.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So but she used to always push this baby around, and looking back on it, I think that was her baby that she tried to pass off
as
her
sibling?
Little brother. Yeah, but
yeah,
she always had, she always had to go right home and get this baby, and she would walk around this baby all the time, you know what I mean? And
she was a sister mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes it get blurry in the hood. Mother, sister mother.
Right, right, yeah. Because I remember, like I was 14. This girl didn't even flinch when I inserted a penis in her. She just kind of laid there on some, okay, go ahead, get your shit off. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
yeah, I did nothing.
Finish your shit up.
Yeah, so she was already fucking in accordance.
Did you know about her fucking other people before you fucked her?
Probably, didn't care.
Didn't, I know
did
you did.
Did not
I know
care.
You didn't
was just like, I got to get this done. You know what I mean? She's going to give it, like, even my second girl that I had sex with, vagina stunk up the whole room. Didn't care. Was going in. You know what I mean?
Oh, Bubba, no, Bubba. Bubba, no.
That's how my mom found out.
That's young boys. Young boys.
That's
how
your mom found out?
That's how my mom found out I was sexually active.
She's like, did somebody kill a wombat in here? Who killed a wombat in my living room?
No, I was...
I smell wombat blood.
I was still in my chubby phase, right? I'm still fat. So I kept my shirt on. And you know, after you nut, you just kind of fall right on her. You know what I mean? So my shirt is just laying right on it.
Right.
And got all of that smell and everything right on it.
Soaked it all in.
So she leaves, like, you know, she went out the front door. Mom came in the back door probably a few minutes later. And my mom's like, I need for you to go to the store with me. So we get in the car, and my mom is just like, what is that? What is that smell? Like, are you having sex? And I'm like, no. And she goes, okay, I think you are, and whoever you're having sex with, that is disgusting. Like, you know what I mean? Let me just jump. Okay.
I think you are.
Your mother is the realest bitch alive.
Yeah, man.
You are having sex, and whoever you're having sex with, nigga, that's disgusting. Yeah. Her windows fogging up in the car.
Still had sex with the girl about 2-3 more times.
Did
before
you?
I finish it up. Yeah, man.
This nigga.
I just had to get it. I was a very, very horny fucking kid, man.
I get it.
Like, I was humping the bed at, like, 4 or 5. Like,
yeah.
I was shooting blanks at 6.
Yeah.
I would get the pulsating thing. Like, I didn't take naps in kindergarten. I'd take my blanket and ball it up into a ball.
And hump it.
And hump it.
Humping
you know
the
what
shit
I mean?
Out of it. Yeah,
like,
I was a good humper. I humped everything. Stuffed animals, pillows, the arms of the couch.
You feel it? That felt good? Like,
it felt great
like?
To rub up against.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wasn't a humper.
Yeah, you didn't hump?
I was chased, Tommy.
Yeah.
I was the chases. I didn't hump nothing. However, I had weird dreams. It was like it
wet
was like
dreams?
A, it went a little bit.
I remember my first wet dream when I woke up the bed soaked.
Yeah.
Soaked. And
that was scary.
Because it felt didn't feel like pee.
Really?
It felt like nut. Like
right.
You were nutting.
And I didn't
in
know
your sleep.
It felt like I really had I remember dreaming about having sex with somebody and then waking up like
I had
who did I have sex with?
Yeah. I had
two sex
dreams in my life where I woke up coming and I was just like, what? I'm not like an orgasmic person.
Right,
like, I'm not. I think like I'm an orgasmic person trapped in the body of someone who doesn't like come easily. Because like when my dreams, it's easy. And in my dreams, it's easy physically for real me while I'm dreaming.
Do
you know what I mean?
Do you smoke weed before you fuck?
I do sometimes.
Do you come when you high or no?
It's not like that for me.
Really?
It's not predictable like that. It's like, you know what? It's funny. Like here's how corny I am. Like, and I know I'm not the only one, but I'm almost ashamed to talk about my feelings in this way. Like, I have to love you. I have to love
come.
You. Not only feel comfortable even letting go that way, to even
I
be able to come,
yeah.
but for my pussy to even like you enough to do its normal pussy thing and not go, no! My pussy would just go, I don't know about this! I'll go, we're doing this pussy. I said I wanted to do it. And the whole time he's just like, ow, ow, what? And so for me to actually have the pussy experience that I'm meant to have,
you gotta know to love
I
the person.
Have to love you
wow.
and I have to trust you.
Yeah.
And we have to have had some hanging out where I
Boom.
Feel where I feel like you care about my well-being and my
what?
Future. I need to feel it. And you know
yeah,
what?
Yeah, there's a lot of women feel like that. Some dudes feel like
I mean,
that too, but
it,
I'm just saying.
It actually turns me on. Like, it is. It's like whatever the shortcut is that you can get to with weed, some people like that. I need that.
Mine's is a bit weird too because I fucked in so many basements and piles of laundry as a kid.
Yeah.
I gotta smell Purex in order to.
He had that downy dick. Fabric softener dick, nigga. Soften your fabrics. Mm-hmm. It's been a good episode.
Yeah, it's been all right.
Let's do some pluggy plugs. It's Thanksgiving next week, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yo, Thanksgiving. Dude, I'm running a half marathon.
Here we go.
The Saturday after Thanksgiving, nice. 13.1 miles.
That
man.
First Saturday, right after, like 2 days after?
Yeah, that's what's going to keep me, like, you know, from not going
gangsta.
Crazy.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, I'm going to take it easy on the turkey and all that. That's what I signed up for.
You're going to be the only nigga out there running.
No, I'm running it with another friend of mine, man.
Okay.
We both niggas and we going to push this shit.
That's,
you know
that's gangster to do it the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Right, that's why I took it.
Okay,
that's why I took it.
That.
I'm
I
like,
that.
Fuck that, hell yeah,
I
you know,
because
you know, once Halloween hits, you start munching on the candy, then that sugar hits you, and then you go to Thanksgiving, Christmas.
It's the fat time of the year.
Rat, you know,
it's the fat time of the year. Goddamn it,
I'm trying to stay on rats with that.
And what shows you got coming? Together? You want to plug your Instagram and all that shit?
Yeah, too? I'm Dave Temple across all social media platforms where it really matters, people. Here's the deal: Unpopular Opinions is a show I do Monday nights in Hell Kitchen. Look at it this way: is my hashtag on Instagram. See a bunch of videos right now. Nikito, I need you to go to my YouTube. Subscribe to my YouTube. I need 1,000 subscribers so that I can monetize this page. It ain't for me, it's for y'all. I do not pay for promotional personal ads on Instagram, I will pay you people. All right? So I need the money from there. I will Venmo, PayPal. So follow my stuff. You see my videos. When I'm telling you, share the videos. All you got to do is share the videos. Send me a Venmo, your PayPal, your Cash App, whatever. I will send you money and pay you guys to promote. So get with me.
There we go. Look at him. He's pumping it out there.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Billup?
Oh, yeah. Hey, follow me on TikTok. Bill Petit. And,
on TikTok.
Yeah.
Bill Petit.
And then Instagram, Bill Petit. And then on Twitter, Bill Betweet. And on Quora, William Petit.
He really just loved that Betweet.
Okay.
He's like, oh, we didn't get a load of this.
And since you've completely gotten yourself full of Bill Petit on this particular episode and never need to follow him on anything again, you follow me on Insta, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, and on Twitty, Karen Kardashian, in case you haven't heard. And my new app, it's a dating relationship and Me Too coaching app called The Laws of Me Too. It's about how to not fuck your whole life up, how to maintain your dick and fuck bitches and meet the love of your life. Is coming out soon.
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
It's a good way to stay out of a Me Too situation.
It's the way to stay out of Me Too. And I'm going to break down game for you in a way that's going to change your life.
Oh, it's all happening for you,
Mad Lady.
Daughter.
Yes.
I like the sounds of
that. I promise, or your money back, the app is free.
Oh, that's great. Great episode this week. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody, next week. I think we got a best of episode coming on next week for Thanksgiving. And tomorrow night I'll be, when is it coming out? Today? Thursday. Today, I guess. I'm headlining Comedy Cellar, 10:30 show, Fat Black Pussycat. Come nice. Go to ComedyCellar.com, get tickets. So smallworldcomedy.com. That's Thursday the 21st, right now. So it's right now. It's tonight, 10:30.
Now?
It's coming out tomorrow.
It's right now.
It's tomorrow.
It's literally right there.
It's
second.
Right now. It's right this second. It depends on when you download
okay,
this.
We are doing the show
We're
now.
We're doing the show right now. I'm on stage with Oya right now. 10:30 p.m. Fat Black Comedy Cellar. Go to ComedyCellar.com. Headlining that. And then next Tuesday, we got the homecoming show at the Cellar. 8 p.m. show. ComedyCellar.com. A whole bunch of people on there. From Leslie Jones to Chris D to somebody else.
All right, good job.
Good show. ComedyCellar.com. That's homecoming this Tuesday, the 26th and 21st. Headlining.
Hell yeah.
Good episode. Have fun.
Really yeah, this is fun, man.
Yes. I'm glad I could maintain the whiteness of it.
Happy Thanksgiving to all. Peace!